here in Grand Rapids, up to 17. Some snow right now in Aiken, a little cooler in Bemidji, 15 and cloudy. We are right around our highs today. Snow later on. It's time for the World Cafe.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Composer and drummer Tom Skinner might be best known these days for co-founding The Smile alongside Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. But he's also been a force in the UK jazz scene for decades, playing in the band Sons of Kemet. For his new solo album, Kaleidoscopic Visions, he focused on the big picture.
I just wanted to try and explore my own voice even more, but really dig into that and try and just sort of push myself in terms of my writing and the compositions themselves.
One of the songs on the album features Michelle Ndegio Cello, a full circle moment for Skinner, who first saw her in concert decades ago.
It was around the time I went to Glastonbury Festival for the first time. I was 14 years old, and I was absolutely blown away. Like, it was one of the craziest gigs I've ever seen.
Tom Skinner plays live in studio coming up. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe.
KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Two department heads in the Trump administration appear to have their sights set on Minnesota. The Minnesota Reformer reports that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced on social media he was investigating ties between Somali Americans convicted of stealing money from public programs and Al-Shabaab, a Somalia-based terrorism group. Federal prosecutors in the state have charged 78 people in what they call the largest pandemic relief fraud in the country. No one in the Feeding Our Future scandal has been charged with terrorism financing. Prosecutors report the fraudsters use the money on themselves, such as purchasing luxury items and real estate. In a Monday news release, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says Minnesota could lose more than $30 million in federal highway dollars if the state does not correct what he calls unlawful activity in commercial driving licenses. Duffy states, quote, Minnesota failed to follow the law and illegally doled out trucking licenses to unsafe, unqualified non-citizens. In a September audit, Minnesota is alleged to have issued CDLs to drivers without verifying lawful presence in the country. The audit found that nearly 44% of the 16,000 trucking outfits lawfully operating in the U.S. did not comply with the minimal federal requirements. A federal judge has rejected claims of vindictive prosecution in the sting operation case of a former Northern Minnesota lawmaker. Former State Senator Justin Eichhorn, 37, of Grand Rapids, claimed in his defense argument that he was singled out on federal charges compared to others arrested in the same Bloomington prostitution sting, where an undercover officer posed as a 17-year-old girl online to arrange for paid sex. He moved for the indictment to be dismissed on the grounds of selective prosecution based on his status as a public official. Three other men of the 15 arrested in the Bloomington operation in April are facing federal charges. Eichhorn also made a motion to suppress evidence, which was also denied. He claimed that officers unlawfully seized evidence because they lacked probable cause to arrest him and search his truck. In a ruling filed last week, the judge found that the text message exchange between Eichhorn and the undercover agent granted enough probable cause for the arrest, and vehicles can be searched without warrants under the vehicle exception of the Fourth Amendment, where officers can search a vehicle if they have reason to believe it contains contraband or other evidence of a crime. One of Eichhorn's motions was granted in part, ordering the government to provide the true date of birth of the undercover officer who posed for the photograph used to ensnare Eichhorn. The order does not comment on the information's admissibility in trial. A Minneapolis-based attorney has announced his intention to seek the Republican nomination for the governor's race next year. Chris Maddle rose to prominence last year while defending a state trooper charged with murder and manslaughter. He is an attorney for the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association and Alpha News, a conservative news site. Maddle says Minnesota, quote, has been bled dry by special interests and fraudsters under Tim Walz's failed leadership. He joins a growing pool of conservative candidates for governor, including Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Daymuth, State Representative Kristen Robbins, the 2022 Republican nominee Scott Jensen, and Kendall Qualls, an Army veteran and healthcare executive. Governor Tim Walz is running for re-election for what would be a third term. Robbins issued a statement shortly after the announcement saying she welcomed all candidates in the race, but thinks Minnesotans should know that Mattel has, quote, a long history of donating to Democrats. The DFL party says Mattel built his career defending, quote, violent and exploitative criminals, including an Illinois man who bombed a Minnesota mosque. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says winter is an ideal time to prune or remove oak trees. Now through February, oaks can be pruned or cut without risk of spreading oak wilt. Oak wilt is an invasive fungal disease deadly to all the state's oak species. The disease is more common in east central and southeast Minnesota, but it is expanding north and west. It's spread by sap feeding beetles that carry spores from infected trees to fresh wounds of healthy trees. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org, where you can also find more content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. You know, right before today's session got underway, my eyes were focused on Tom Skinner, the drummer and producer who co-founded The Smile alongside Tom York and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. Is meticulously pointing out notation to folks in his band, some of whom are playing the material for the first time. It's mesmerizing to watch, and as you'll hear, it sounds great too. But that picture of Skinner, the band leader and composer, matches up with his aims on his new solo album, Kaleidoscopic Visions. Tom knew he wanted to dig deeper in terms of his compositional voice. Coming up, we'll talk with the former Sons of Kemet drummer about making a musical connection with Michelle Andeggio Cello, one forged after decades of fandom and one that led to her appearance on the album. But first, let's get into the studio, joined by his band, Ishmael Ali, Chelsea Carmichael, Ingrid Laubrock, and Chris Lightcap. Here is Tom Skinner with the title track, Kaleidoscopic Visions, recorded live for World Cafe. Thank you.
Recorded live in studio, it's Tom Skinner with a performance of Kaleidoscopic Visions, the title track from his sophomore solo album recorded under his own name. He's also the co-founder of Sons of Kemet and the co-founder of The Smile. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Tom, it is so nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So I want to start with the title track because that's the first piece you wrote for the album. And you said it set the tone and approach for your sound for this record. How often does that happen where it's sort of like the first piece you write is sort of like the entree into the album?
I think it can happen any number of different ways. You know, you just got to kind of follow your inspiration and just follow where the music takes you.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that piece became the first piece that I wrote for this album.
Okay. Did it review?
But I don't think I knew that when I was writing it. You know, I was just trying to write some stuff. But then obviously, that, you know, through the course of the process, mm-hmm. That became the title song as well, which yeah. I also didn't know when I wrote it. But yeah, so I guess it's all part of the process is just sort of finding your way with things and trying to follow your nose, I guess, in a way, just sort of follow your intuition and wherever that may take you.
Yeah. With this record, did you go into it with like a vision statement or a mission statement or a vision for it? Or did this sort of reveal to you over time what the record was going to be?
Kind of, but I knew that I wanted to sort of dig a bit deeper in terms of my own compositions and, mm-hmm. and sort of compositional voice. Whereas like the previous record, the Voices of Bishara record, was very much kind of derived from sort of deconstructing other people's music mm-hmm. in a way. You know, it's still original music, but it was kind of using other people's music as a sort of jumping off point, I guess. Whereas this time, I just wanted to try and explore my own voice even more but really dig into that and try and just sort of push myself in terms of my writing and the compositions themselves.
The record is, I don't want to necessarily say a tale of two halves, but you have two very, you know, one, if you look at like a vinyl release, mm-hmm. you've got two very different sides, an instrumental side in the first half, and then the back half features contributions from Michelle Ndegeocello, Contour, and Yafra. We'll get to Contour in a second, but I want to talk to you about Michelle. Mm-hmm. I know you have a long connection with her music. Can you tell me about your relationship with her stuff growing up?
I mean, it goes right back to her first record. I think my sister had a CD single of If That's Your Boyfriend, He Wasn't Last Night. So I'd never heard of her before. And my sister had the CD and played it to me. And I was like, wow, this track's sick.
Yeah.
And then it just so happened. It was around the time I went to Glastonbury Festival for the first time. I was 14 years old.
Oh, man.
And I was absolutely blown away. Like, it was one of the sort of craziest gigs I've ever seen, and it really stuck with me. And then I connected with Abe Rounds, who plays drums with her, who's a fantastic musician. We sort of connected online, and yeah, I don't know, like a friendship developed between us. And so when, you know, whenever they'd come through town again, we'd meet up. And I think I sent her a different song initially, like a demo version of MHA, actually. I didn't send it to her with a view to asking her to write anything on it, but I just sent it to her to share it with her just to see what she thought. And she was really kind, and she really liked it. And then I was sort of listening through what we'd recorded, and that song, which became The Maxim, which was started as two very long kind of group improvisations built on two separate kind of loops that I'd made out of cutting up old material. And they were kind of two parts of the same thing, but they were recorded separately, and I was sort of like, I didn't really know how to bring them together. I couldn't really see how, you know, where this piece was going to go. Mm-hmm. And then I suddenly thought, wow, it'd be really interesting to ask Michelle to write a song to it, if, you know, she's into the idea. And I asked my wife, I was like, do you think I should send it to her? And she was like, yeah, definitely. So I did. And she was receptive to the idea, and that was the beginning of it. So yeah, hopefully one day we'll get to perform it together, which hasn't happened yet, but we've been playing an instrumental version, so that's what you're going to hear now.
Before we get to that instrumental, I want people to hear Michelle's voice from the album version. It's the Maxim here on World Cafe. Tom Skinner's new album, that is The Maxim, featuring Michelle and Degliocello. The new album is called Kaleidoscopic Visions. This is the World Cafe. I'm Kaleo here with Tom. So obviously, Michelle, not here today. How do you approach playing a song like The Maxim live? What accounts for the vocals in the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think I wanted to be able to perform it without her, because I feel like it's kind of like the centerpiece of the record as
it
well.
It really is. It's a beautiful, beautiful song.
And, you know, the genesis of it was an instrumental thing. So, you know, I just thought there must be a way for us to represent it live, you know. So what I've done is arranged her vocal, you know, her vocal arrangement I've now arranged for the band.
Beautiful.
So the two horns will play her written melody, essentially.
Beautiful. Let's take a listen to it. It's Tom Skinner on World Cafe with the performance of The Maxim.
Thank you.
Recorded live here in Philadelphia, it's Tom Skinner with Performance of the Maxim. It's from his new solo album, Kaleidoscopic Visions. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Tom is my guest. You know, it didn't occur to me until I was researching this album and looking at your past discography. And you played on one of my favorite records of the last few years, the Beth Orton album.
Weather Alive.
And it occurred to me as then I'm like, where else have you played? Mm. And you've done a lot of non-jazz work. Yeah. And I'm kind of curious, like, you know, being a big part of the London jazz scene over the last 20 years, was that something that you went looking for, or did those opportunities find you?
Kind of a bit of both, in a way. I feel like when I was a teenager, I got into jazz. I sort of fell into and playing jazz, and I was obsessed. Mm-hmm. And like throughout my teen years, sort of up until my sort of early 20s, I was like,
This is it.
I want to be a jazz musician. And I was just like deep, just studying. It got to a point, and then I became kind of quite active in the jazz scene in London and in the UK. And but then I kind of felt like, you know, there's a kind of circuit that you can do around the UK that you could just do that for
like
the rest of your life.
Musician.
Yeah, and you could sort of go up and down the M1 and do these like the jazz circuit gigs, and you can make a sort of semi-decent living. But at that point, especially, I just felt like it was a little, you know, I couldn't really see, there was a kind of ceiling to it.
I couldn't
really see where it could go. You know, it's like you could just do that and then what, you know? So
coast.
I think that that also coincided with my tastes. I mean, I've always had a broad taste in music, but I kind of, having got, been really heavily deep into jazz, my taste opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to earn some more money, and I wanted to like just do some interesting stuff. So I kind of, there was like a concerted decision to try and get more into doing more studio work.
Tom Skinner is my guest here on World Cafe. The new album is available now. It's called Kaleidoscopic Visions. We've got one more track to get to. Kari Lucas performs his contour, and he's joining us in studio today for the performance of Logue. Was this a piece that started as an instrumental, or did you...
It was written instrumentally, but I felt like quite early on that it needed a vocal on it. I felt like it was a song. And Kari and I had met, we sort of connected online. You know, his music is amazing. I think he's a fantastic artist and performer. And so we'd made that connection. And then when I was working on the record, I mean, this was the first piece that I decided to have vocals on, before Michelle and before Yaffa. You know, it was like this, I knew this one needed some lyrics. So I reached out to him quite early on, before we'd even recorded some of the other pieces. So I think he was into the idea and into the challenge of it.
Well, let's take a listen to it. Featuring Contour, here is a performance of Logue. It's Tom Skinner on World Cafe.
Do is what we do. Why? feet in the ground all night. Souls underfoot under dark sky. Carry the babies for miles and miles. But they won't remember time. Only the touch of the warm skin right behind. Dawn never looked so far. Doing our best just to take hold. Bringing it close as we came now. And all the eyes are in the ground. And all our lives are scattered across the sky.
Recorded live in studio here at World Cafe. It's Tom Skinner with a performance of Logue that features Contour. The new album, Kaleidoscopic Visions, is available now. Tom, this was a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in and being here today.
Thank you.
We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. You know, as a non-musician, sometimes it's brain-breaking to observe how incredibly smart and dynamic musicians can be on the fly. And that certainly was the case with Tom Skinner and company. You want to see video of that performance? Find it on our YouTube channel at World Cafe. Thanks to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on that session. Let's keep it chill. Here's some Krungbin for you. Time, you and I.
Our bodies at night, but she's really tempting me. Oh, do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything.
She might just be my everything and beyond. I wanna bring her round to meet ya. I think you like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home. Oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything and beyond, beyond. Space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond. I give up, I'm in love, try. You might fit. She might just be my everything and beyond, beyond. Space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything and beyond.
Younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows,
together we were fooled into the mystic. Come on.
Moon Dance, it's Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. Also Leon Bridges with Beyond and Krungbin, Time at the Top. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Sometimes we push through the sickness in spite of ourselves. And that, I think, is what this new song from Runo Plum is about. Minnesota singer-songwriter's debut album is called Patching. From it, here's Sickness. Slightly
about what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I look at you. Help me out here, all my words are falling short. There's so much I want to say. Want to tell you just how good it feels when you look at me that way. When you look at me that way. Forgive me if I act a little strange, for I know not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins every time I look at you. Every time I look at you. Every time I look at you. Every time I look at you.
David Gray, Please Forgive Me, off of White Ladder.
David came in a few months ago to talk about some of his biggest hits for our backtracking feature. You can find it on our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe at World Cafe. And that puts the wraps on this edition of the show. We appreciate you listening. Thanks to all of our affiliates across this country who make our show possible. And we make this program from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. This has been World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Melville Charitable Trust, committed to ensuring all people have a safe, stable, and affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Lucinda Williams is known for her timeless lyrics, but on her new album, World's Gone Wrong, she goes quite timely with her approach. Yeah.